8. The hop field. What a beautiful valley this still is. In my day, of course, there were many more farms, and it was highly cultivated, full of hop fields and orchards, oast houses and granaries, and wherever you looked, people working on the land. I made many drawings of its wooded slopes and fields. After all, despite myself, I doubt not that there must be this study of creation, as well as art and vision. Here are two of them.
Images 20 and 21.
As you can see, the first is done carefully and precisely, with great attention to detail. But looking at the second drawing, I'm struck by its boldness and spontaneity. For in my later years, my work became much more restrained. Look how the strong diagonal cuts across the foreground, compressing the space rather than leading you into the picture, as was customary. You see, we were not troubled with aerial perspective in the Valley of Vision.
Image 22.
This little black of mine portrays the lingering, dying ray of twilight time, a time of day that I found particularly poetic. It bears witness, I feel, to all those previous studies of trees and their leaf shapes that I made under the direction of Mr. Linnell. Rather than depicting a mass of generic foliage, I have been attentive to the individual characteristics of each tree. I am experimenting with distorting scale here, too. Look at the preternaturally large stooks of corn and the tree in the foreground with its magnified leaf shapes silhouetted like cutouts against the pale sky. When the inspiration took hold of me, I would start off drawing with rapid and vigorous pen work, making any changes as I went. You can see that I've added the figures later in the process, integrating them within a network of previous lines. Ah, how I loved this enclosed landscape, protected by hills, framed by trees, and all rounded into curves. I have beheld, as in the spirit, I wrote in a letter to Richmond, such nooks, caught such glimpses of the perfumed and enchanted twilight, as passed through the intense, purifying, separating, transmuting heat of the souls in fabulous alchemy. But it wasn't always like that. If my aspirations were very high, my depressions were very deep. When I fell into one of my fits of melancholy, this tranquil valley became for me a fen of scorpions, stripes, and agonies. But that's enough of these dreary thoughts. Time to walk on.